Good morning, Power Hour Nation. So good to be with you. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show. I'm your honored host, Daniel Brickman. We got a couple hours here of broadcast well worth your time, we believe, we hope. Bill Jasper is a senior editor at the New American. New American, of course, is where Alex Newman writes. And we got a bad number or something, so we're working on Connect. He was going to join right from the jump. So we're working on getting him. Later on, Jeffrey Daugherty is going to be here. Really excited to talk to him. I mean, we'll ask him anything from, you know, what's going on with these steel metal monoliths in the middle of the Utah desert, now in Romania, now another one found in California, to, you know, Mandela effects. Why does Luke Skywalker seemingly change what he says in Empire Strikes Back? Why does, you know, I don't know. There's many of them. And they freak me out a little bit, to be perfectly honest. What is going on? So we'll ask him about that. Of course, we'll ask his perspective on the election. He always has an interesting take, and that's what we want, is interesting, independent thoughts. So Jeffrey Daugherty will be here, and possibly if we can't get Bill, maybe we'll get Jeffrey coming on a little earlier. We're going to do a little news, and then Todd, please just tell me when we got Bill, and then we'll go from there. A big event occurred yesterday in this election thing, and Donald Trump came out with a 45 or so minute press conference. He didn't do it from the desk in the Oval Office, which, you know, maybe he should, to give it a little, even a little more oomph. I don't know. Maybe he will. But he came out and laid out some of the basics of the vote fraud. Some of the things that have been rumors, maybe people haven't seen. It's in black and white right in front of them, and the President of the United States is saying it. Why at 3 o'clock in the morning in Pennsylvania did 570,000, almost 600,000 votes come out of nowhere in, you know, the space of an hour? Why did that happen? Or Michigan, or Georgia, or Arizona, or fill in the blank. I mean, Wisconsin. These states had the same MO. The rest of America seemingly can count, unless you live in Nevada, Arizona, Michigan, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, and Georgia. Unless you live in, I guess, North Carolina, too, had similar problems. They just, I don't know, their plan just didn't go far enough or what. I don't know. I mean, if this is a coordinated effort. Why is it that the rest of America seemingly can count except those states? And there's been many excuses about, well, they don't count the absentee ballots until they don't, you know, I've heard all of them. The president gets up and says, here's the chart, here's the votes, and you can see the stream of votes. And at the wee hours of the morning, crazy spikes of votes are shown. Oh, by the way, out of those 570,000 votes that were put in, just take a wild guess how many of them were for Donald Trump. 3,000, or a little over 3,000 to be precise. Less than 3,500. Less than 3,500 votes out of 570,000. In what world is that possible? Even Washington, D.C., which was, what, 92% Biden? Even Washington, D.C. doesn't have that kind of percentage. And so you're telling me, even if you say, well, that was the absentee ballots, blah, blah, blah. Well, the absentee ballots were running nationwide, were running like 60-40 for Biden. Even with all the push and all the talk and all the whatever, on a national scale, I mean, I'm off a little bit. I'm rounding a little bit. But basically about 60-40, even a little less for Biden, 55-45 for Biden. So all of a sudden at 4 in the morning, the percent, I don't even, I got to calculate, maybe I can get a calculator, find out the percentage. I mean, what's the percentage? Is that 99 to 1? Let's see, two zeros. Yeah, it's 99, more, 99 point something. 99 point something percent went to Biden. I mean, what world is this real? I told somebody, I said, this is impossible. And they said, well, no, it's not impossible. I said, you're right. I could jump to the moon tomorrow, too. That's about how possible this is. I got a better chance of buying a lottery ticket. And he goes on and in a certain right way. He had a certain air about him that, I mean, he's got a plan. And things like this just don't happen, ladies and gentlemen, in America without coordination, calculation. Daniel Esslin's, for the past 2 years, has been telling us, and his analysis has been unbelievable about competing, warring factions, so to speak, within these wannabe controllers, and that Donald Trump represents a certain faction of them. Sure looks right, doesn't it? Certainly looks like white hats are working with him, and the war is to the death, and you can see this, and you can what have you. Anyway, he gets up, and one of the most profound things he says is he lays out some of the real basic fraud, not even the current things, but some of the real basic fraud. It's just like, why in the world isn't media asking these questions, corporate media? You know, when people say, well, where's the proof? Where's the proof? Why haven't the da-da-da-da-da? Why doesn't Tucker Carlson, instead of arguing with Sidney Powell, why doesn't Tucker Carlson ask the question, why does 570,000 votes come in at the way past the witching hour in these states, and less than 1% of them are for Donald Trump? I mean, if you call yourself a journalist, that is the very first question I would have asked on any of this. That was some of the very first information that we had. The corporate media has had almost a total blackout on this. They have not talked about this and made this. This is the most basic, simple, important question that should have been asked in the first few days after the election. Why is it that Donald Trump gets less than 1% of the vote after 3 o'clock in the morning in this state? Why? And people say, well, where's the proof? If that's not proof to you, then what is? Another question. Why is it that many of the precincts and districts around certain cities, including Detroit being probably the most offensive, why are there more votes in these precincts than people who live in the precinct? They argue about proof and say they want proof. Why don't they ask that question? Had a really good discussion with my aunt this morning, and we were talking about just that. Why? Why? Oh, okay, maybe it's wrong. Confirm it. Deny it. Whatever. I mean, all the information, the Secretary of State, the voting records, to me, I went and looked. It looks like that's true. Other people are putting it out, and it looks true to me. I haven't seen anybody in corporate media. Of course, I don't watch a lot of corporate media, but I do, you know, you kind of see, I kind of get a flavor of it. I have not seen anybody ask that question. Anybody. Why is it that Joe Biden won the least amount of counties ever for somebody who won the presidency? 17%. 17%. And the previous low, I think, was 23 with Obama. Now, Obama, just so you know, 59 precincts around Philadelphia, when his 2012 election, 59 precincts, Mitt Romney did not get one vote. I did not hear that question being asked, barely, years later, on corporate media. What does that tell us? And this is very interesting, because talking to my aunt, she is not somebody who you'd call, you know, 5 years ago was certainly not thinking this way or doing this. And now she's changing really fast, because she obviously sees the fraud. She sees the media, what they have done. And now bigger questions are being asked. Well, so if that's true, because what has their illusion been to this point? What is the great corporate media illusion? The absolute great illusion, the magic trick of magic tricks that they pulled off, is if it is not talked about on Fox News, MSNBC, or CNN, then it doesn't exist. The great illusion and the great source of their power is that if we don't talk about it, it doesn't exist. And now somebody like my aunt, who more or less, whether she realizes it or not, she was held under that spell. And to some degree, we're all held under that spell because I'm sitting here I'm here talking about corporate media. Like they're doing this, they're doing that. Why should I even care? Well, because it still matters because a big part of America still holds to it. That's why it matters. So now for her, she knows the election was a scam. You know, 1.8 million ballots mailed out in one of these states and 2.5 million came back. This is easily provable or not provable or easy to confirm or deny. Easy. And nobody's asking that question. 1.8 million ballots were mailed out. I think it's Georgia. It's either Georgia or Pennsylvania. Why do I keep going back and forth on this? I don't know. Anyway, 1.8 million were mailed out. 2.5 million got back. If that is true, what other proof do you need? This is very simple. We don't need to go to computers and algorithms and spooks in Frankfurt, Germany, doing some nefarious thing with calculus algorithms. Just that fact alone. Why isn't Laura Ingraham on TV saying, I have a question for you, ladies and gentlemen. Why were 1.8 million ballots mailed out and 2.5 million came back? Why is she not asking that? So now, think about it, back up to my aunt again. My aunt knows that. And my aunt is asking the question, why isn't Laura Ingraham doing that? And what is now going on in my aunt's head? Now the corporate media is in on it too. The corporate media is part of this scam too. Fox News, MSNBC, CNN, et al. They are in on it too. Either they are or they aren't. And if you believe ABC, it's very simple things. We don't even have to get into this very complex mathematical jargon. ABC seemed pretty true. Then that means that corporate media, to call themselves journalists, would be a lie. They are not journalists. They are propagandists. At the very minimum, they are withholding. This is the most basic of questions. This is inexcusable. To sit there, I was watching MSNBC, and I can't remember her name. I don't even name them. She says, Donald Trump makes false claims about voter fraud in his speech. Now think about this, ladies and gentlemen. She says, Donald Trump makes false claims. How does she know they're false? She could say, Donald Trump is reporting voter fraud in the election. It is yet to be confirmed by a court. That would be truthful. That would be news. That would be a certain perspective and angle, because you can report things a lot of ways, but that would be at least still maintaining a journalistic hat. To say, Donald Trump is making false claims about voter fraud. You are not a journalist. You are propagandists. You have an agenda. You have an angle. What have I told you 100 times? Everybody you see on TV and radio, me, I have an agenda. These people have an agenda. We all have agendas. Just the facts we report, you decide, give me a break. That's the biggest lie there ever was. They all have agendas. And the illusion that they have any validity at all, in my aunt's estimation, is crumbling. That is big. That is a big, big story. Then on the other side of it, now you have the internet and shows like ours exploding and people wanting this type of information. And at the very time that this is happening, it's been happening, but at the very time when corporate media is really about to collapse to a large part of society, Fox News, they might as well put a noose in the middle of New York Rockefeller Center and just hung figuratively Fox News, because a large part of their audience is they're dead to them. They'll never trust them again. Randy Quaid, he's got a famous post about Fox News, you are dead to me, is it with this creepy stare. Yeah, Fox News is dead to a big part of America now. So just as that is happening, so now where are people going to turn for information? Of course, the internet, different shows, Newsmax, OAN, for a TV place. So where are people going to turn? They're going to turn to the Power Hour even more. So what is happening at that very moment? As you can see, people, why do you think they've sped up their timeline? You know, the Agenda 2030, the Great Reset. Why do you think the Great Reset has been sped up? Why? And look at the censorship. Apple, Twitter, YouTube. We got two strikes on our YouTube channel again, by the way, ladies and gentlemen. On our new one. We talked about this. I mean, it's... I don't know. We're going to Brighteon, Mike Adams' deal, and we're excited about that. But, you know, people, they still haven't pulled. They're still, it's like listening to the wizard behind the curtain. People are still listening to YouTube. So we need to, we're going to transition. We need America to transition to, away from YouTube. But just as all these things are happening, the censorship is getting bigger. It was not hyperbole for me to tell you if Biden won, I would not be on the air very long. I firmly believe that. I mean, all indications. I mean, the shortwave probably is the best and most important thing right now, because that's the last thing that's going to be shut down. So if you're listening on shortwave, this is why I've always told you how important shortwave is, and that's one to keep the shortwave. It's expensive. It's outdated in a lot of ways. It's whatever word you want to use. But the people who know shortwave, the people who use it, they know it, they love it, and it's they know that they had a sense of what was coming. Well, now it's here, and they were right. This is why we never got rid of shortwave, and God willing, as long as we're here, we never will. As long as we're able, we're going to keep shortwave. I mean, maybe we'll expand it. I don't know. There's a lot up in the air. Why isn't Laura Ingraham, instead of saying Joe Biden's going to take office January 20th, why isn't she saying, why are 1.8 million ballots mailed out and 2.5 million mailed back? That is the most basic journalistic question anybody with any sense at all or any integrity could ask. Just ask the question, even if you don't know the answer. You're not asking the question? Or maybe it may come to find out, maybe there's some plausible reason. I've yet to see it. Laura Ingraham won't even ask it. And the other people like her. MSNBC, forget it. Give me a break. If you hope to get that from them, don't hold your breath. This is a crossroads in so many different ways. Donald Trump is the lightning rod. I, certainly Uncle Kevin, we are 1,000% behind Donald Trump for these reasons. He is smashing this system. He is smashing this system. And I do believe the things I've seen, there is a plan on the other side. There is a plan to overcome the Great Reset. There is a plan to make America rise. Just like he said, America first. All of it is true. It doesn't happen with the click of your heels like Dorothy. It takes time. He's been in office 4 years. Why has he done it this way? Why hasn't he done other things? Part of the reason is because that rabbit hole, that deep state, is way deeper than maybe we realized. That's part of the reason. And it's harder. And it's going to take something like this to get the American people. He must have the American people behind him. Now, We've got a minute or so before the break. The thing that scares me out of all this, or concerns me, I should say, I shouldn't be scared, because God is with us. Who can be against us? And I always want to hold to that. The thing that comes to mind is, out of this push, whether Donald Trump wins the election or doesn't win the election, there's going to be such a clamor for some type of voter ID system. And there should be something, or paper ballots. There should be something. You know, go back to, you know, the Stone Age. Everybody in town has a rock, and they put the rock in a certain one of the baskets, and every rock has a number on it, and that's your number, and you get a verification of who you voted for. Simple. In every town. And then you got veterans and grandmothers and grandfathers and veterans sitting there recording all of it. There will be a clamor for some sort of voter ID. And a voter ID is one step closer to a chip in your hand. And marking everybody and categorizing everybody and cataloging everybody. And Donald Trump will be able to do that, and everybody will accept it, at least the conservative people. The ones who can fight tyranny, the ones who really have the fortitude and conviction to fight tyranny, will accept it because Donald Trump is asking them to. They wouldn't do it if Obama asked them, but they will do it if Donald Trump asked them. And so what does that mean? What will that lead to? What will that look like? I don't like that at all. Something's got to be done about the way we vote. Some kind of uniform system on a presidential election. I say go back to paper ballots, grandmothers, grandfathers, veterans sitting there counting with a piece of paper. Every ballot is numbered. You get a receipt of your number, and then you can go back and later check it on the internet to see who you voted for. That's what I'd like to see. Simple. Harder to cheat. Simpler on a smaller scale, way harder on a larger scale, like you see now. Stay tuned. More of the Power Hour. We'll be right back.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the Optivita silver lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
You know what my mission was when I started this, when I was so excited? I still am excited after 21 years. I said, anybody who's got mouth must use Vitamil toothpaste and mouthwash if they want to stay healthy. I'm going to make sure that it is available to anywhere I can put the product.
You got a lot of zinc in these products.
Zinc inhibits plaque growth. Zinc is also known to have an antibacterial properties. Also, zinc works to eliminate bad breath by destroying volatile sulfur compounds. Such an incredible product. And
wow.
I'm so proud to say my wife did that and saved my life, saved my mouth. And she is the mother of all the people who are using a Vitamil toothpaste and mouthwash in the world.
Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys at theparamall.com. That's theparamall.com.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at theparamall.com. That's theparamall.com.
We do have Bill Jasper, William Jasper, as his mother calls him, William F. Jasper. He's an author, he's a journalist, a commentary, a documentary producer with a well-earned reputation as one of America's top investigative reporters. He's a writer at The New American. You can check that out, thenewamerican.com, author W.F. Jasper. You can look at his articles. We're going to go into a lot of things, especially current events. He is well known and became well known for his research in the Oklahoma City bombing. Maybe we'll ask him about that quickly. But we're excited to have him. Bill Jasper, welcome to the Power Hour.
Thank you so much. A pleasure being here with you.
Obviously, the biggest story, I would say, in the world is this election, and there's so many facets to it. But as a whole, the election, I'll just ask an open-ended question right from the beginning. What is your impression to this point? What's on your mind about it?
Well, there's no question in my mind that we are in the middle of a war. This is a war, really, for the survival of America, and that is not an exaggeration. I've been involved for the last 50 years in this battle for America, but now we have come to the crunch point. This is where we are really seeing the past few months, the past few years, people have become familiar with this term deep state, referring to those shadowy people in the government who run things through Republican and Democratic administrations over the last 50 years, who are attempting to perform a coup on our government and on our current president. That has been ongoing for 4 years. And right now, we're coming to a very desperate point, and that is that the deep state people, particularly in the intelligence and military industrial complex, who are tied in with all the big Wall Streeters, and who are tied in with Beijing and all of our actual foreign enemies, they really are pulling out all stops to throw out this president, to take him down, and with it, they will take down America. If they get in, they've already shown they have no principles. They will not hesitate to use any kind of power, any kind of restrictions against the American people. So my message is this. I think Americans are aware that something really, really wrong has been happening, but they need to realize that this is the end game for all the marbles. And if President Trump is illegally, fraudulently removed, and Biden is illegally, fraudulently enthroned, as the media have already done for him, we have a very frightful prospect of a future for America. In fact, it isn't going to be any future for our children or grandchildren.
I mean, that's a pretty dire warning, but, I mean, when you do the analysis, when you see what they're saying, people like John Kerry, what have you, I mean, that's what they're planning, that's what they're telling us. I mean, this isn't even speculation on your part.
No, and in fact, we've been writing for the last several months about the Great Reset, which everyone is now talking
about. What does that mean? Yeah, what does that mean to people?
Yes, this is very important for all your listeners. If they're not aware of this yet, they need to go to thenewamerican.com. We've been writing about the Great Reset. This is not a term we made up. This is a term that the World Economic Forum, Klaus Schwab, the head of the World Economic Forum, and this is where all the big globalists of the world meet. They fly in every year into Davos, Switzerland, where we have the biggest traffic jam of Learjets and Gulfstreams in the world. All these billionaires fly in there, Bill Gates, George Soros, David Rockefeller previously, Henry Kissinger, all the bigwigs fly into there and then lecture the rest of the world about how we need to conserve, we need to recycle, we need to restrict our consumption while they dine on champagne and caviar. Do this every year. And they say, we need to restructure the world. So this last year, this past year in January, they started what they called the Great Reset, and they announced it then formally in June. And they're saying, we need to reset the whole world. What do they mean? They say we need to reset it politically, economically, socially, spiritually, and we, the great resetters, we, the great and the good of the world, are the ones to do it. We're the experts. We're the ones that have the knowledge, and they've worked it already out for us. So they want to reallocate all the resources of the world. Now, they make it sound, because you have Bill Gates and Jeff Bezos and all these folks, they're the richest people in the world. They're free to do with their money what they wish, but no, they want to do everything they can with your money, your property, your future, your freedom. They want to plan it for you. See, they're all very enamored of the command and control system that their buddies in Beijing have, who can just say, this is the way it's going to be, and it's going to be done. They don't have to go through all that messy process of catering to voters and things like that. They don't have to worry about investigations from Congress or from the media or private citizens. So that's why you see Xi Jinping and Jack Ma and all these potentates and billionaires from China and Russia and Ukraine and all of the other kleptocracies and dictatorships around the world, why they're all welcome at the World Economic Forum. This is the big center where the Council on Foreign Relations, the CFR, that's the big globalist organization here in the United States, the Royal Institute of International Affairs, the Brookings Institution, all of these globalist groups that have been pushing for world government for the past 75 to 100 years, many of these organizations are that old. This is where they meet globally and push all of these programs. And it is a program to empower a governing and ruling elite that will not have to answer to you, me, and we, the people.
It's basically the Hunger Games in played out in a worldwide scale.
Very much. Exactly. Very much so.
I'm going to make a statement and then get your reaction. Here's another way I say it. I take the discussion in a little esoteric way to try to get people to understand the magnitude of this. God gives us free will. Lucifer wants to take our will and control us. This is no less than a Luciferian doctrine to take your will and dominion and endowment that you've been given and turn it over to their will. And so they control you and they will tell you what makes you happy in contradiction, in destruction of the Declaration of Independence, the foundation of our country, and really the moral edict of the universe and of our great creator of free agency. That's how I say it. How would you react to that statement?
I would say that's well said. We are dealing with a diabolical, and not just in the general generic sense of diabolical, but in the literal sense, diabolical meaning diabola, meaning the devil, meaning Satan, it's satanic, it's Luciferian. Now, does that mean that all of the people who are involved in this are formally Satanists or Luciferians? No. Just as God works through all of us in mysterious ways, so can we all be moved by Lucifer, Satan, in these same ways. And so some of the people definitely are fully qualified to be labeled as Satanists or Luciferians. Others are simply following that direction because the world, the flesh, and the devil appeal to them. And all the allurements of power and of wealth and of gratification, they find irresistible because they have become soulless. They don't realize they have immortal souls, and there's going to be a judgment at the end. And it will not fare well for them.
Let me ask you about Laura Ingraham, because I'm kind of using her as the poster child, but you could name any of these corporate media shills. Laura Ingraham got up and said, you know, Joe Biden is the next president. He's the president-elect. She's all but given up on Trump's legal fight. She keeps asking a question about proof and what have you, as many of them do. I am sitting here looking at it, and at one point in these states, 570,000 votes came in an hour and a half, whatever it was, and 99.whatever% of those were for Biden. Simple question. You have a state where 1.8 million ballots were mailed out, 2.5 million came back. I mean, these are the most basic of questions, whether those are wrong or right. I have not heard somebody like Laura Ingraham even ask the most basic of questions to this voter fraud. Not even, I mean, anybody with any journalistic integrity, I would think. What do you make of that?
Well, I am likewise dismayed at this. I had hoped that Laura Ingraham and Tucker Carlson, who had given evidence in recent months of being very hard-hitting, and Laura Ingraham, for instance, to her credit, is one of the few that's really gone after the World Economic Forum and the Global Reset. Tucker Carlson even has a couple of times. That used to be something that only we would talk about because others would say, oh, that sounds too conspiratorial theory type stuff. So I thought, well, you know, there's hope there. But as you pointed out, in recent days, the capitulation of so many of the conservatives that have been put up there as the leading lights should be showing people that, hey, there's something very seriously wrong here. Particularly at Fox News, we did a couple of several stories, and we've done many over the years on Fox News. This has been a big wake-up call for people about Fox. Rupert Murdoch, the owner, leader of Fox and of News Corp, and his sons are globalists. They're one-worlders, and he has been virtually all his life. Whenever he's referred to as a conservative titan or conservative media mogul, that's the left-wing media helping establish him as the person that we should go to. And now we see at a critical point, all of them are folding, and they're jumping in, and you see on Fox, many of the commentators there, not the big four, Mudab, Sean Hannity, Tucker Carlson and Laura Ingraham, but a lot of the others, they've all jumped on and are even treating Trump very snidely, sneeringly. But we see even Rush Limbaugh, and I don't listen to all of them every day, so I may be missing some things. But from what I have seen, I'm not completely surprised. I'm disappointed, but not surprised, because we knew that there are a lot of the phony conservatives or misguided conservatives. It was very clear going into the election for months that phony conservatives like Bill Kristol and all of those at the National Review and the Bulwark and the Dispatch, where you had Jonah Goldberg and Rich Lowry and all of the neoconservative, neocon globalists, they ranged from being viciously anti-Trump, like Mona Charon and Jonah Goldberg and William Kristol, to the kind of critical people at National Review who weren't quite as strident. But we've seen that the people who have been perhaps the most vicious have been those people who have been dislodged from power in their conservative, phony conservative perches in the administration by President Trump. President Trump has upended that whole phony neocon control of the narrative and of the political discourse in America. So for years, they held sway in Republican and Democratic administrations, and they are so furious that they were banished to the wasteland over the last 4 years, so that now you have Mona Charon, William Kristol, all these people cheering for Biden and demanding that he be put in power.
We have about 10 minutes left in the interview. One of the central figures here, 60 Minutes, has used them kind of being put up as the foil to all of this effort to get to the truth of the election, is Chris Krebs, and you're doing some pieces on him. Tell us who Chris Krebs is, why this is important, and what have you found?
Right. Well, most Americans never heard of Chris Krebs before a couple of weeks ago. I'm finishing a story on him. I was just posting it as we started to go on the interview here. It'll be up in the next couple of hours at thenewamerican.com. Chris Krebs, as you pointed out, he was just this last weekend on 60 Minutes, The Washington Post, New York Times, all of the usual culprits, the fake news media. Have been celebrating him and glorifying him as the last word on the election. He was the director of the cybersecurity agency, CISA, CISA, which was established in 2018 and by an act of Congress. It was signed by President Trump, and it was supposed to be a correction or a hardening of the infrastructure, election infrastructure, particularly following all of the charges of Russian interference in the 2016 election, which, as you know, the mainstream media tried to paint it as this was a Russian effort to hurt Clinton and to help Trump. That all proved to be false. But anyway, this was signed into law. This new agency was created. Chris Krebs was put in as director. Matt Travis was put in as his deputy director. Funny thing, Chris Krebs and Matt Travis have a long history together in business and in consulting and in government. And they have a very long string of connections to all of the deep state intelligence military industrial complex that has been working night and day to dislodge President Trump from the White House. And that includes James Clapper, the serial liar, former director of national intelligence, who was hired by an associate of Matt Travis back in 2006, DFI International. This is a big, complex corporation that does lobbying and consultancy, and where you have military and intelligence and other government officials moving in and out of these corporate offices. And then they go back in and they get contracts for their former corporate partners. So James Clapper was hired on at DFI International. Then he goes back into the Pentagon and gives DFI a big consultancy contract. Well, Matt Travis, who was Chris Krebs' deputy at the CISA for the cybersecurity, was one of those working closely with Clapper during all of this time. So we have James Clapper, we have Michael Chertoff, the former head of the Department of Homeland Security, who now runs the Chertoff Group. He also is very closely tied to Matt Travis and Chris Krebs of CISA. And then we see that Microsoft, Bill Gates, is in there. And of course, Bill Gates has been very anti-Trump. He's the one pushing this whole COVID thing, which was arguably one of the biggest factors in harming the Trump presidency, closing down the economy and moving us toward this great reset. Bill Gates is one of the big promoters of this. And the COVID-19 pandemic is a great part of that. The World Economic Forum has made that very clear, that they want to see a permanent lockdown of the planet and a complete reordering of the planet. So we have Chris Krebs was the director of cybersecurity at Microsoft before he came on to the federal government as in charge of our cybersecurity for the elections. Now, another very important point that has been made by writers for The Federalist and elsewhere is that besides all of these deep state connections showing that at the very least any journalist worth his salt would have looked rather askance at Chris Krebs and his activity here, because it shows that he has connections, obvious bias, and ties to and conflicts of interest with his associations with all of Trump's foes. But another important point is this, and as I point out, the Federalist made this point. Even all those things aside, Chris Krebs is not the last word on the election. The fact that he said there was no fraud really doesn't mean anything, because his office did not have jurisdiction over or any competence over election fraud. His office, CISA, was created to harden our infrastructure against foreign intelligence involvement in our elections. And he had no authority over that. It is the states, the individual states and their attorney generals and the U.S. Department of Justice, which have jurisdiction over election fraud. And Chris Krebs even mentioned this, even after he had been quoted so widely in all of the media as declaring that there was no fraud. In one of his tweets, he says, let me just read it for you here. He says, "Rumor control. I never claimed there wasn't fraud in the election, because that's not CISA's job. It was a law enforcement matter." So he's coming right on here saying, after, which of course contradicts everything he said earlier, because he gave the impression, and he specifically in some of his later statements said there wasn't any fraud. Now when he's called on it, he says, "I never said there wasn't any fraud. That's not our job."
This is semantics. This is semantics. This is like them saying, "Well, no votes ever went out of American soil." Oh no, do you mean they just went to Frankfurt at the consulate, which I guess technically is American soil? So I guess you're right. The votes went to Frankfurt, Germany, but you are right; they stayed on American soil. I mean, it's kind of a double play. We only got 2 minutes left, Bill. It's a pleasure to talk to you, pleasure to meet you. Alex Newman has recommended you, and I can certainly see why. And we've really enjoyed you. The last question I'm going to ask you is what level of certainty? You're a world-renowned researcher. I'm sure you've looked into this at least at some level. What level of certainty do you have that some significant cheating went on in this last election?
I would have to say without any any equivocation that it's over 90%. It would be, I would say, 99%. I think it's overwhelming. It's unassailable. Many different parts of it can be questioned, but the big, big issues, and we didn't get into discussing any of the computer things. That would be a whole program there, whether it's Dominion Smartmatic or Hammer Scorecard or any of those types of things. It is, the evidence, in my opinion, is massive, and it indicates that it's not just widespread local operations by Democrats, which many of the critics have said. No, this is a centrally planned attempt at a coup to overthrow the elections, which is an attempt to overthrow our republic. So it's really
how do you think this is going to turn out?
At very high levels.
Yes. How do you think it's going to turn out? What's your call?
Well, a lot of people have given up on it now, and particularly with the strategic collapse of people like Laura Ingraham, et cetera, who had been on the forefront of promoting hope. No, there is hope. There is still a path forward, and we have to see there are still a lot of pieces left to fall, but we still have a chance.
Well, there we go. There's the music. It's been a pleasure. Please check out Bill Jasper, William Jasper at thenewamerican.com. Thenewamerican.com, well worth your time. Bill, so nice to meet you. Stay right there. Jeffrey Doherty on the other side. You're listening to the Power Hour.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? Thepowermall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com today.